We have a beautiful day today, Tuesday, June 3rd, 2014. Yeah, wow. I'm out of town, so I'm all disoriented about my timeline. But we do have the moon in Leo, so it's a good day to express yourself, express your love. So it's a good day to take notes in your gratitude journal. That's always a great thing to do. It's always a grateful thing to do. And we do have Venus moving out of the fiery Aries into Taurus. So we were all noticing, we were all talking about how much we love the earth and the mother and the trees and the sound. So I think that was a very Venus and Taurus conversation we started this call with. And we've got Mercury has moved from air into water. We've got Mercury in Cancer. So if anybody's noticing they're having lots of emotions and their mind, and we are in Gemini, and their mind is bouncing all over the place. And you're feeling emotional about it, emotional about what you're thinking, then we've got Mercury in Cancer. So we've just come out of this this new moon in Gemini, fairly recently squaring Neptune. So that means it's time to really face what you dream and put dreams into action. So it's like about, with this moon in Leo, it's about expressing ourselves and expressing our dreams. And I like it, as I said, that we are expressing our love for the earth and our love for the mother. And I was noticing the turkeys and the trees, and everybody else was talking about what they were noticing about the nature that they're in. So that's very beautiful. So we've got Jupiter trine Saturn and Sun trine Mars. So what does that mean? It means that getting grounded should make us feel expansive. It should be a good experience. So with the Saturn having a trine to Jupiter, it's a good thing to get grounded and get things taken care of. And I know where I'm staying at this house, we're working on a lot of basically physical plane solutions about energies that were stuck for a long time. So that's Jupiter trine Saturn. Get down to the brass tacks. Get down to what really needs to be done and take care of things. And so it's really about communicating what we feel the earth is saying to us, what we feel our mind is saying to us, and what we feel our soul is saying to us. And it's about networking and working together. So those are some of the basic astrological energies that we're working with today and during this period of time. So we are directed by our direction, okay, guided to, since we're in Gemini, to talk about the mind today. We've been working with the mind. We've got Gemini. Remember, we've got the Mercury in Cancer, so it's about the mind and feelings, how to work with our mind and our feelings. So what Yogi Bhajan tells us, I'm seeing that picture, that meditation picture of him in my mind. I don't have it in front of me, but how he looks so intensely, you know, at you when you stared at that Stratocom picture. I'm seeing those intense eyes looking at me, really penetrating, and he's saying that he's really helping us penetrate stuck emotional energy so we can penetrate to our soul. Because what he tells us is that our mind needs to express our soul. And then when our mind is expressing our soul, then the mind can actually serve us. He's saying our mind must serve us. Your mind must serve you, rather than the other way around. We serving the mind, we letting the mind, and that we have to develop our mind so we're feeling supported by our minds, not basically taken advantage of or run aground, run amok by our minds. And he's saying that mostly people on the planet just use their mind to play games. He's saying, you know, that's what you see, and it's always, and the powers that be, you know, like the media, news channels and things like that, he's saying. They're really preying, not just playing, but preying upon the weakness of people's minds. Okay, that's kind of interesting. And that they're entraining people's minds to be chaotic rather than entraining people's minds to be supportive of who they are. And the more people will follow the mental chaos on TV, the more that they can be in control and condition people to basically buy their products, whether they're good for you or not, and things like that. So we all know that intellectually, but he's saying this is a great time to become even more aware of that and to go to the next level and to break away from that. And so with the penetration, the way he's looking at it, with looking at us with those eyes, he's saying he's going to help us penetrate through these more layers of the mind to feel more connected with our soul frequency, so we can feel really supported by our soul frequency and not thrown off track by the chaos of the mind. So he's saying, yes, sir. He's saying just this moment, even this moment, is a meditative moment, and he's saying the purpose of meditation is to penetrate through the layers of the mind that play games with us. And then once we can actually establish that habit of our soul having a relationship with our mind, then we can have a distinction when our mind starts to play games with us, then we'll be able to have a reference point about when our mind is actually serving us. And he's saying, he's looking for that line that's really distinct, he says, that mostly people's minds get very blurry. They lose track. They don't track what their mind's doing because they get lost in whatever it is that they're doing, and they don't have a perspective. So he's saying the soul has, our soul has a perspective that is beyond time and space. So if we get lost in something that takes us away from that soul quality, then we start to feel like we're under the spell of, or under the effect of. You know, like we feel bummed out after we watch the news or something like that, which is just the example we were talking about. So that's why I'm using that example. So he's saying that we have the ability to either get into trouble with our mind or to excel with our mind. And it's the same power, but it's just a question of directing the mind and the direction. And that on planet Earth, we're subjected to time and space, but when we're not in the body, we're not subjected to time and space. So it's a training ground. It's a training ground to be subjected to time and space, but not be conquered by time and space, because that'll take us endlessly into whatever, endless Maya, endless lifetimes. So he's basically telling us there's three parts that happen with the mind. One is that we have a thought, and we can carry that thought, connect that thought up with the infinity of our soul, the expansion, the Jupiter trine Saturn right now for this period, the expansion of like just doing what we need to do on the earth plane and still feel the expansion of our souls, or we can get caught. And what catches us is that if we then, the mind finds feelings to go with the thought or the thoughts that we're having. So the mind starts cataloging, looking for feelings. Okay, so I have this thought, and that reminds me of this and that, and this is how I feel, or this is how I felt then. So then we get into emotions. So that's, we were talking about Mercury and Cancer. So the mind can get us really connected with our emotions. So that's the second thing. And then so that's the negative mind. Then the positive mind starts spinning off beyond into that too, and starts getting into intrigues and adding fuel to the fire. Oh, and when this happened and that happened, or this could happen or that could happen. So now we've got all these feelings running, and now we've got lots of scenarios running in our mind. So he's saying that's the three stages that the mind will fall into unless we direct the mind and train the mind to take us beyond time and space to our soul frequency, which is not trapped by the mind. We get trapped, but our soul does not get trapped. So we have to change the direction. We just separate from our soul. We get separated from ourselves. So then we start feeling disconnected. So then it requires a change of direction. Like, wait, okay, don't go that way, go that way. Where's my mental GPS, right? So you set your mental GPS for the direction of your soul. And then we can, let me make sure we're still connected here. Oh. I think we, my connection, hello? You're still here.
Karen?
Did we lose her?
Uh-huh.
Oh, no.
I think she thought she was disconnected and disconnected herself.
Yeah, that's what I think. Hi, everybody. I don't know how long I was disconnected. I hope
we're not
too long.
Connected ever.
Oh, I wasn't? Okay. I looked at my phone and it looked like I was disconnected. Okay. Well, here we go again. Thanks for the feedback. I think I was talking about the mind requiring direction, and I think I got a little off direction there. So. Okay, maybe that was a good example. Thank you. Wow, okay, so what's happening is I'm still feeling, he's still penetrating. So I'm talking, but just remember, he's saying to remember to breathe, and I'm talking about what he wanted us to talk about today, but remember the real, the bigger, the deeper level and layer and the value in this call is Yogi Raja is giving us that penetrating tantric frequency to penetrate our subconscious and some mental, emotional, intrigue, fantasy thoughts. Okay, good. So I just wanted to recalibrate for that. So maybe he was just working on me right then. So just breathe into that. So deep breathe, sit back, enjoy, and allow the master to give you a little tantric moment. Okay, good. Beautiful. So then the mind requires direction. So we're going into this deep, into this timeless space, the space of our soul, the space of our infinite soul that loves to travel through all these dimensions and all these planets and has journeyed to planet Earth. So if we can breathe into the vastness and the possibilities, then when we start feeling trapped by the emotional and the commotional frequencies and the intrigues and the fantasies, then we can take ourselves out of that. So Yogi Bhajan is kind of giving us direction right now, energetically, how to take ourselves out of that. Okay, and connect with the infinite. Good. And I hear him saying that he just likes us to stay connected to that frequency. He said, think of him, chant Om Namo in your mind. And he said, I know that you chant Waheguru in your mind, but just to remember and to share with others how they can expand into this frequency, that he's calibrating that for us so that we can always connect up with that. Okay, good. Beautiful. Okay, we got that calibration. Okay, then he's talking to us about that the mind can take us into these intrigues, and one of the intrigues is creating guilt. Because we do something, we listen to the mind, we don't really calibrate the situation, then we maybe feel bad about it. Then the mind can make, it's the mind that makes us feel guilty if something bad happens or a situation doesn't turn out like maybe we would have liked. At first, the mind thought it was a good idea, the positive mind, or we didn't have the information, we weren't in our neutral mind, so something happens, and then it doesn't turn out, then we feel guilty, and he's saying, guilt is just another intrigue of the mind. So first the positive mind clicks in, oh yes, that'll be wonderful. Then the negative mind, then it doesn't turn out, the negative mind comes in, okay, now we feel guilty. So he's saying guilt and all these things, they're not real, they're just more intrigues of the mind. So if you know someone that gets caught in that, you can help them out of it. So he's saying that. Even if we don't get caught in these games or intrigues, we can help others through them by holding the frequency of the purity of the connection with the soul. Okay, there we go. Ah. Okay, so just breathe and let this in. So right now he's calibrating our mind with the frequency, the soul frequency. So it's the soul. Calibrate our mind with the frequency of the soul. He's saying that's possible, it's important, and it's what he's helping us. He's saying otherwise there's like a gap. So we're always feeling disconnected. When we feel that gap, there's a feeling of disconnection or incompletion. Good. So to calculate the mind with the frequency of the soul. Beautiful, beautiful. Breathe into that. He's saying feel it in our whole bodies. Feel it in your third eye. Heart. Feel it in your feet and legs. Jupiter trine Saturn. Beautiful, beautiful. And he's saying that if we're flipping back and forth between the negative and positive minds, we're caught in the caught in the Maya of creation, which is the law of polarity, that we'll be going back and forth. But we have that yearning to connect with the infinite, to connect with the vastness of our souls. So when we do that, that takes us out of that. So he's saying, rather than following the feeling, which leads to the intrigue, he's saying follow the yearning. So when we have a thought to connect with our soul, follow the yearning to move back to the soul frequency, to move back to the oneness of the infinite, rather than the desire to have a feeling and then support that feeling with all kinds of thoughts. So it could have been this way or that way or this or that. So he's saying that's the distinction. The distinction is between desire and yearning. And yearning for that oneness is what we want to follow. And that will take us to where we want to go. It will take us into that infinite part of us, that expansive part of us, that creates new possibilities and creates solutions for our problems so we don't have to feel hopeless. Beautiful. And he's saying that's the part that never changes. There's always hope. And we were practicing our Das Bai last week. So he's saying we can train our mind to feel hopeful, train our mind to expand. Beautiful. So again, feel that in your body, third eye, heart, lower triangle, feet and legs. And he's saying when we master this, we become masterminds. So just feel the mastery of your soul connecting with your mind. So he's helping us right now connect our soul with our minds. Beautiful. And that brings us into our presence. So feel your presence, your soul presence, and then feel your unlimited projection. There you go. Great. And this is what he's saying, that where freedom comes from. Then that way we're not controlled or we're not a slave to anything else. And this is what Guru Amar Das says in Sri Guru Granth Sahib. Ever abide with your God, O my mind. He shall make you forget all suffering. He shall own you and shall arrange all your affairs. The Lord is omnipotent to do all things. Why forget him from your mind, says Nanak, O my mind, ever abide with your God. Okay, so Guru Amar Das is repeating what Nanak says. So he's saying, this is the pivotal point to training our mind, to use our mind to project and stay at that point, connecting our mind with our soul. So that's what he was helping us calibrate today. So my third eye just kind of opened up. Sort of my eyes just got wide. My heart chakra feels like it just opened up. My lower triangle feels like it just opened up. So I'm feeling that connection myself. So breathe into that and enjoy the feeling. And the meditation that we're working with today is Atsahai Hoa, Sate Da, Sate Doa, Hara, Hara, Hara. It's a meditation for prosperity and a meditation basically that says we have no enemies. We're all connected. We're in union, soul union. Beautiful. Atsahai Hoa, Sate Da, Sate Doa. And then at the Hara, pull it on the navel center.
Thank you.
So that soul frequency moves through your whole body, for that. And let it go back. So the intention to sweep is to connect our minds with our soul. But the doctor's listening to the one first thing is when we go more exotic. So that's why I played that. But I think you know this. So that's the one, Gurdas is probably the one I'd recommend to chant to if you have that one or you're familiar with that Asahai Hoa this week. So if anybody has another version, they can let us know. So that really helped me. I think I really needed that integration. Thank you, Master. Satnam. Mm-hmm. Oh, let's count Satnam. 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 Why did you do that? Okay, beautiful. Okay, our master just left. So I just wanted to complete that energy before I just broke it by starting just to talk. But I was just saying that I really enjoyed that. I really that really helped me today. I guess maybe I'm in a different environment, lots of different things that that really helped me a lot. Would anybody else like to share anything? What they felt or perhaps.
Yes, it was just dead on exactly what I needed. It's just right before Sundance, and the energy always gets so crazy before that. Your emotions kind of, and it was nice this year to understand what was happening. It's just that thing kind of, okay, it happens every year. So I can just look at it from a different place, and it's perfect.
Mhm. Mm-hmm.
It's so good.
Nice. Beautiful. Thank you. Yeah. It just seemed like before solstice and everything, the energy gets really chaotic. Beautiful. Okay. Would anybody else like to share anything before we complete?
We are so mellow that we have nothing to say.
Everybody's all merged with oneness. Everybody's floating now.
We're all grounded.
I'll go to that one. Yeah. Good. So everybody knows that Asa Hai Hoa, that Gurdas version?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah, that's a pretty common one. Yeah, everybody has that one. Okay, good. Okay, everybody. Well, it's been great being with you. I'll look forward to speaking with you next week, and I'll be attending Asa Hai Hoa this week. And I'm grateful. So thank you, everybody, for being here. And
I love you guys. Satnam.
Yes. Love you guys.
Thank you. Love you.
Thank you.
Love you. Thank you. Satnam. Bye.